Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science, science that affects your life, science that changes the way you view the universe. And if you want to be on Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, all you have to do is leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and save the city you're calling from. And that's it. Maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations and the internet, which carry Science Fantastic. Well, today, we're going to answer a lot of the emails that I get. There's no way that I can answer all of them, but I've grouped them in several categories. So we'll be talking about things like the end game for the coronavirus. What's going to happen years into the future? What about cancer? Is it possible that one day we can find a cure for cancer? What about immortality? The search for the fountain of youth. Is it possible that one day science will unravel the aging process and we'll live forever? And what about Alzheimer's disease? What is the latest concerning how science is tackling Alzheimer's disease? And is the universe a joke? Is the universe a simulation? Are we all just like puppets dancing in a simulation that's already pre-recorded? Somebody just hit the play button, and here we are thinking that we have free will, but we're simply actors in a larger stage. Well, these are just some of the emails that I get. So we'll try to answer some of them one by one. First question, the virus, the end game. What's going to happen not just tomorrow, but a few years down the line? What is the end game for the virus? Well, you have to look at the end game for other great pandemics that took place, smallpox and, well, of course, and the flu virus. And you have to realize that there is an end game. Now, the end game is, well, think of evolution. If you are a virus, you're competing with other viruses, and therefore you evolve to become more infectious. And so even though you start off being mildly infectious, there's evolutionary pressure on a virus to become as infectious as possible because it's competing with other varieties of the virus. But you can't be too infectious, and you can't be too lethal, because if you kill off all your potential victims, then you die as well. And so a virus has to walk a very narrow line. It has to try to be as infectious as possible without being as lethal as possible. And that's sort of the way the Omicron virus is going. The Omicron virus is much more contagious than the Alpha and the Delta variety, but it's less lethal in the sense that a lot of people, when they get it, think it's like a common cold. You simply suffer for a few days, and afterwards, you're fine. And so that would be the ideal future. But then again, hey, viruses are not conscious. They don't consciously say to themselves, I have to become less lethal, but more contagious. No, it's by accident. And so let's hope that these accidents go in that direction. That is, the virus will, in some sense, always be around us, but it's like the flu. We simply live with it, and so it doesn't become the great danger that we associate with the virus. You see, 60% of all diseases eventually come from the animal kingdom. Take a look at the flu. Where did the flu come from? Well, a lot of the variations of the flu come from Asia, where farmers live in very close proximity to pigs and to waterfowl. So in other words, birds leave droppings. These droppings are then eaten by the pigs, and then humans eat the pigs and market them. And that's one reason why many scientists believe that polyfarming, that is farming when you are very close proximity to birds and to pigs, is an incubator for the virus, the flu virus. And so we have to realize that 60% of all diseases originally came from the animal kingdom. And the animals aren't going to go away. They're going to be here forever. And so we just have to get used to the fact that there will be killer viruses jumping out because of the fact that there's a reservoir, a huge reservoir of viruses lurking. So, hey, get used to it. It's something that we have to live with. And then another question I get is the question of, well, immortality. Is it possible to live forever? Well, first of all, we have physics, the laws of thermodynamics. The second law is the law that's most important for us. The second law of thermodynamics says that for a closed system, everything eventually decays, rots, rusts, falls apart, and dies. So it seems as if the laws of physics have a death warrant for all humans. We're all doomed to die according to the laws of physics. Things rust. Things fall apart. Things disintegrate. But you see, there's a loophole. There's a loophole in the second law of thermodynamics. Notice that I said that in a closed system, things eventually become chaotic, random, fall apart, disintegrate, and die. In a closed system. But you see, the Earth is not a closed system. Why? Because of sunlight. There's energy from the outside coming in that drives photosynthesis, drives DNA, drives metabolism, drives life on the Earth. Without sunlight, of course, everything dies. And so there is an engine there that allows us to defy the second law of thermodynamics. That's why we have people. You know, when a baby is born, the baby represents a very high level of order. It takes a lot of chemical accidents to create a baby. How is the baby formed? Because the baby eats food. Food comes from plants. Plants get their energy from sunlight, and there you go. So in other words, that's how you defeat the second law of thermodynamics. And then the question is, specifically now, how do you do it? Well, there's two ways of doing it. The easy way is called digital immortality. You know, William Shatner, the star of Star Trek, just a few days ago announced that he is, in some sense, becoming immortal. He sat in front of a TV camera for 4 days, and for 4 days he answered any and all questions about his history, his background, his thoughts, his thinking, his movies. And then a software program homogenized the interview, broke it up into pieces, rearranged the pieces, so that you can sit down and talk with him. So in the future, you'll sit behind a holographic screen. On the other side of the screen, you'll see William Shatner, and you can ask any question you want, because the computer program will then go through its library of comments that he made and give you a reasonable answer to any question. So this means, in some sense, digitally, you can live forever. But then the next question is, what about biologically? Is it possible that you can live forever? Well, we'll talk about the laws of physics and immortality after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call. And maybe this is your chance to ask that question that you've always wanted to ask to a scientist. Give us a call.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunnybay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about your questions that you sent me. So, one set of questions concerns whether or not we have to die. Well, there's two ways to attain immortality. The first is digital immortality, and one day you will be digitized. In fact, you are already being digitized right now. Everybody has credit card transactions. Everybody buys things. Everybody goes to certain hotels, drinks certain wine. In other words, you have a digital record that you leave behind you from which we can reasonably construct an image of who you are. So in the future, when you go to the library, instead of taking out a book about Winston Churchill, you will talk to Winston Churchill. You'll talk to a hologram, and the hologram will have access to all his diaries, his thoughts, his speeches, everything about the man that's been known to historians, and then you'll sit down and talk to him. I would love to talk to Einstein. I would love to sit down and see a holographic image of Einstein that references all his books, his theories, his papers, his letters, everything known about the guy. And one day, you might be digitized as well. Everything known about you will be digitized so that you can talk to your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids. You know, today, when you search your genealogy, you're lucky if you can go back 100 years. 100 years ago, maybe you'll find a tombstone in an old deserted church in Europe. Maybe you'll find one line in a book that records the birth of your great-great-grandparents and the death of your great-great-grandparents, but that's it. Throughout human history, we didn't leave much of a signature at all. Just one line in a church book, documenting when you were born, maybe when you died, maybe a tombstone, and that's it. That's your legacy. But wouldn't you want to record all your hopes and dreams and desires and your lifestyle? I mean, teenagers do that anyway. I mean, think about it. Teenagers leave a huge digital fingerprint. In fact, so big that future employers want to find out who is this person that we're just about to hire. So you have to be careful that your digital fingerprint is not too accurate, because your future employers may say, we don't want to hire him. So anyway, that's one possibility, is digital immortality, which is something that we're going to attain whether we like it or not, because we leave a huge digital fingerprint. But then the big question is, what about biological immortality? You know, people have searched for the fountain of youth ever since the beginning of time. There's something called the Tale of Gilgamesh, which actually predates some of the Bible. Gilgamesh was a warrior, a Sumerian warrior, thousands of years ago. And the Tale of Gilgamesh records his travels as he traveled around the ancient world looking for something. What was he looking for? The fountain of youth. So in other words, the search for the fountain of youth is one of the oldest dreams of recorded history, even in the Bible. When you read the history of Adam and Eve, of course, were banished from the Garden of Eden because they partook of the apple. But what was so dangerous about an apple? Because it was the apple of knowledge. And God feared that Adam would, quote, become one of us. In other words, become a god. And what is the hallmark of a god? Immortality. And that's why we were kicked out of Eden, because humanity strived for immortality. But now we have biotechnology. We have energy coming in from the outside in the form of science. And the question is, what about biotechnology? Do we really have to die? Well, take a look at a cell. It turns out that a cell has a biological clock that tells it when to die. In some sense, we are programmed to die. And then the next question is, can we reprogram it? Can we reset the biological clock? Well, we have chromosomes inside our cells, long things that contain our DNA, but they have caps at the end of the chromosome. After each reproduction, the cap gets a little bit smaller and smaller and smaller, until finally the chromosome gets so small, the cap disappears and the chromosome frays, just like the tips of your shoelace. When you tie your shoelace too often, eventually the plastic caps at the end of your shoelace fall off, the shoelace frays, and you have to throw away the shoelace. Same thing with chromosomes. Chromosomes get smaller each time the cell reproduces itself. After 60 reproductions, the chromosome falls apart and eventually it dies. In other words, there's a clock inside each of our cells. 60 times a skin cell will divide. However, there's also something called telomerase. Telomerase's discovery was so sensational it won the Nobel Prize for those scientists that discovered it. Telomerase stops the clock. So instead of dividing and getting smaller and smaller, telomerase stops this process. So the cell simply lives forever. In fact, in the laboratory at Menlo Park, scientists have actually immortalized it. That is a new word of the English language, to immortalize something. That word never occurred in the English language until recently, but now we can actually immortalize skin cells so they divide hundreds of times, not just 60. So what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace there, right? Otherwise, we'd all live forever. The catch is that cancer also uses telomerase. In other words, what is cancer? Cancer is a cell that has forgotten how to die. All cells eventually die. They have to be reprogrammed and die to make room for the next generation of healthy cells. But cancer forgets how to die. And they keep growing and growing and growing because of telomerase until it forms a tumor. And the tumor then chokes off bodily functions and then you die. Well, we can stop the clock. However, we also have to find a cure for cancer as well. And that is a problem. Now, there is one and only one way to lengthen the lifespan that's been tested over and over again. Forget all the advertisements you see on TV. Most of them are junk. A lot of the advertisements on TV say, take this potion and you can live longer, be beautiful, remove the wrinkles, so on and so forth. I once asked a doctor, a dermatologist, whether any of these claims are true or not. And he said, nope. The main ingredient of those things you see on TV is moisturizer. And so it does give you the appearance that you are younger. Yeah, for a few hours, that's about it. And why does moisturizer work? Because it seals in moisture in your skin. But it's temporary. But that is one of the only ingredients that actually work when you go to the drugstore. So what about something that actually works? Well, there is something that actually works. It's called caloric restriction. If you eat 30% less calories, you live 30% longer. This has been tested for insects, mice, rats, dogs, cats, and even now apes. You eat less, you live longer, 30% longer. So what's the catch? The catch, of course, is who wants to eat 30% less? You'd have to live like a hermit. So what scientists say is that maybe we can find out why this mechanism works and then lengthen our lifespan without having to choke on a diet that's 30% fewer calories than an ordinary diet. Well, how it works? Scientists have been able to duplicate this effect in worms and mice, and basically it slows down the oxidation process. Now, where does aging take place in your car? I mean, think about a moment. Where does aging take place in your car? Why does your car get old? Mainly, it's the engine. Once the engine goes, the car becomes junk. But why? Why is the engine the focal point of aging of your car? Because that's where oxidation takes place. Combustion takes place. That's where energy comes from. And of course, energy requires wear and tear, and it creates pollution as a consequence. So, well, let's take another short commercial break. And then the next question is, can we create the fountain of youth? Okay, well, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. That's 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio and the internet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3 weeks into the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine, Russian ground forces haven't advanced as much as they expected. Ukrainian Parliament member Dmytro Girin appears on Fox News and explains why this may be.
They have really a lot of rockets, a lot of missiles, a lot of tanks, but their morale, their soldiers, it's a joke.
Russia is continuing to launch missile strikes, and Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will accomplish all of its plans. Delta Airline is raising ticket prices due to the price of oil. Delta saying the price of a seat on one of their planes will go up 5 to 10%. International flights will also soon include an additional fuel fee. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A move by a Chinese aircraft carrier has put folks in Taiwan on high alert.
China sailed an aircraft carrier through the Taiwan Strait, closely followed by a U.S. destroyer, just hours before the Chinese and U.S. presidents were due to talk on Friday. Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Zhao Lijiang told reporters in Beijing, quote, "We should not associate this with the communication between the heads of state of China and the United States. You may think it is too sensitive. What is sensitive is you, not the Taiwan Strait," end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As gas prices remain high across the country, at least one state is seeing some relief. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan signed a measure that will suspend the state's gas tax for 30 days. It will save drivers 36 cents a gallon. The tax holiday takes effect immediately. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now $4.27 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to answer a lot of the emails that I get, questions that I get about all aspects of science. So where we last left off, we were talking about the aging process. Is it possible to defy the second law of thermodynamics and live forever? Well, some things live forever. Individual cells live forever. They just keep on dividing. Cancer lives forever. In fact, that's why cancer kills you. Cancer can kill you because the cancer cells are immortal. They've been immortalized by telomerase. They simply divide and divide and divide until they form a tumor. And that tumor chokes off your bodily functions, and then you die. And then the question is, well, in the animal kingdom, are there ways in which we can stop the clock? Well, there is a biological clock. It's called the telomeres. You can stop the clock using telomerase. This has been done in the laboratory. We can actually immortalize human skin cells. But the danger is, if you are too enthusiastic about this process, it could become cancerous. So you have to be very careful. It's a very powerful weapon we have there. The other method is perhaps less ferocious and dangerous, and that is cell repair mechanism. You see, what is aging anyway? Aging is the buildup of error, genetic error, error in our DNA, error in our cells, error, mistakes that are made in the process of living, in the process of oxidation, which of course is combustion. That's how we move. That's how we get our energy from. So cell repair, that is going to be the way to go. If we can find a way to repair the cells of our body as wear and tear takes place, then that would be the fountain of youth. Now, do we have it? No, but we have several candidates. Personally, I think in the future, our descendants may take a cocktail, not just one enzyme or one drug, but a cocktail of several, and slow down the oxidation process, increase the cell repair mechanism, and defeat the second law of thermodynamics. I think that is well within the realm of possibility. And, by the way, speaking about cancer, what is cancer and why does it kill you? Well, cancer, as we said before, are cells that have forgotten how to die. Cells, in some sense, are pre-programmed to die to make room for the next generation of cells. So, but some cells, their DNA mechanism has a mistake in it, and it forgets how to die. The death mechanism, the suicide mechanism of the cell, is turned off or corrupted. And what are we going to do about it? Well, one thing we can do about it is liquid biopsies. Did you know that in your blood, in your saliva, there are cells that could be cancerous floating there, but they're undetected? When you go for a blood test, they don't test for this until now. Now the FDA is giving approval to have your blood sampled that will detect cancer cells, enzymes, cancer growing in your body, circulating in your blood, perhaps years before a tumor forms. I mean, think about it for a moment. This means that when you go to the bathroom of the future, your toilet will pick up enzymes and cancer cells and tell you that in a few years, you may have to worry about cancer. In other words, the word tumor may disappear from the English language. These are called liquid biopsies, and they've just been approved by the FDA this year. They can recognize up to 50 different forms of cancer simply with a blood test. And in the future, they'll probably do it by analyzing your spit or analyzing your byproducts that you leave in your bathroom. Think about that. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. This is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And by the way, if you want to find out more about what I do, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And on Facebook, I have 5 million fans on Facebook. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it talks about what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory. We think, though we cannot yet prove, that it is the fabled theory of everything. The goal is to find an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. These are the words of Albert Einstein, who spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after this dream, a unification of all physical laws into a single equation. Well, find out what the excitement is about. The book, once again, is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Well, where we left off, we were talking about not everything but immortality. As we mentioned before, certain organisms are immortal. The hydra, a very tiny animal found in ponds, is immortal. Cells, cancer cells, are immortal. In fact, that's why they kill you, precisely because they are immortal and live forever. But we might be able to reproduce that mechanism if we have cell repair, if we can detect cancer in its early stages, like with liquid biopsies. One day, a simple blood test, think about that, a simple blood test will allow you to figure out whether you have cancer or not, perhaps years before a tumor forms. And if you do get cancer, there's a new kind of therapy out there called immunotherapy. Of course, we have surgery, we have radiation, and we have chemotherapy. But now there's a fourth leg, and that is called immunotherapy, where we take blood from your body, extract out the white blood cells, energize them with a good gene, and insert them back. Insert the white blood cells back into the body. These white blood cells are now capable of recognizing cancer. Cancer flies under the radar because cancer cells are your own cells. They are your flesh and blood, but they are renegades. They are mutated. But they look very much like your own cells. So we have to find a way to energize your immune system so that it's sensitive enough to pick up cancer cells. And that's where immunotherapy comes from. And immunotherapy, many of the patients undergoing immunotherapy trials were deemed to have incurable cancer, hopeless cases, people that were doomed to die. And they were given a lease on life when immunotherapy kicked in. And again, it's still experimental, but now more and more hospitals are offering it, another way to combat cancer. Okay, moving on. Once again, we're going to answer some of the questions that I get. Another question that I get is the universe a simulation? Are we just puppets? Puppets dancing in a larger screen, larger scene, thinking that we have free will, thinking that we are masters of our fate. But actually, somebody just hit the play button, and here we are, dancing along, singing along, thinking that we are the masters of our fate, but we're just puppets. Puppets on a simulated universe. Well, that, of course, is the vision given to us by The Matrix, starring Keanu Reeves, where all reality is a fiction created by a computer program. But the idea that the universe is a simulation even goes back further. If you go to mythology, many mythologies talk about dreams, that maybe the world is a dream, somebody else's dream, but not ours. And we think we are real. We think that we are masters of our fate. But actually, we're nothing but a nightmare in somebody else's dream. That is a recurring theme in many myths, in fact, in many cultures. But what does science say about that? Well, you see, there are limits to what you can simulate. Let's say you want to simulate the weather. Even a small amount of air contains trillions upon trillions and trillions of air molecules. A digital computer, no matter how powerful, cannot simulate trillions and trillions of air molecules. So the smallest thing that can simulate the weather is the weather. So to simulate a city is beyond our capability. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today I'm answering a lot of the emails that I get. One set of emails concerns the universe. Is the universe a game? A simulation? Are we just puppets? Puppets acting out in some, let's say, Disney movie, thinking that we are the masters of our fate, but actually we're just reading a script. It's all pre-programmed ahead of time. Well, what does science say about that? Well, first of all, the weather is the simplest thing that you would think could be simulated. But think about the weather. Trillions upon trillions of molecules. So many that no digital computer can possibly keep track of all of them. And then there's something called the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect is that even the flapping of the wings of a butterfly can cause a cascade of other disturbances in the air until you reach a tipping point. And that tipping point tips over a thunderstorm. So it is possible that even the flapping of the wing of a bird, an insect, can cause a cascading effect that reaches a tipping point and pushes a thunderstorm so it starts to rain. Well, that's called the butterfly effect. And the point I'm raising is that no computer is big enough to model something as simple as the weather. So I really doubt that we are a simulation. And then if you go to the quantum theory, it goes even worse when you have to model in all sorts of quantum behaviors. So I don't think the universe is a simulation. Now, some people say that, well, maybe it's an approximate simulation. How would you test it? Well, one test of it would be if you find out that there is a mistake, a tear in your simulation. Let's say you're walking down the street one day, and all of a sudden you see a rip in space and time. Oops, the computer program didn't do that correctly. So that's a possibility, the fact that maybe there are too many air molecules. So the people who wrote the program approximated it and took shortcuts. And these shortcuts may be measurable. So in other words, one day, if you look up to the sky and you see a big tear, a big rip, and beyond the rip you can see the puppet master furiously trying to repair that rip, then you know that you are living in a simulation. Because then you have mistakes. Mistakes that would then conform to the fact that there's simply too many molecules in the air to give you a 100% reproduction of reality. Well, then the next question I get is, what about the end of space? Does space have an end? If you walk in a straight line, what happens on the Earth? Well, eventually you come back because the Earth is a circle. But what about space? If you send a rocket blasting off, does it hit a brick wall? If it hits a brick wall, is there a sign that says, this is the end of the universe? Do not pass go. This is the end. Well, if there is an end to the universe, then what's on the other side of the end? If you see that there's a brick wall at the end of the universe, what's on the other side of the brick wall? Well, there's several ways of looking at it. One way to look at it is in Einstein's theory, space could be curved so that if you walk far enough, eventually you wind up on the same place that you started. In other words, the universe is a hypersphere. You walk in a straight line, you just keep on going for trillions of years, and you come back to where you left off. That's a possibility. So the universe is three-dimensional, but it's curved in a dimension you cannot see. curves slightly every time you walk. So it's curved in the fourth dimension, even though you walk in the third dimension. That's how an ant would walk on a balloon. An ant walking on a balloon would say that the universe is flat and two-dimensional. But we, looking at the ant, say, nope, the universe is three-dimensional, except you cannot see the third dimension. Maybe that's the way it is with us. Our brains cannot get our head around the fourth dimension, but maybe the fourth spatial dimension is really there. Small, but it bends. So that if you walk in a straight line, eventually you come back to where you left off. Well, that's a theory anyway. The other possibility is that maybe it just keeps on going forever. If it keeps on going forever, then eventually all possibilities are possible, including the possibility that you exist in a parallel universe. Because if the universe is really infinite and has no end, and there's an infinite number of possible universes, then maybe, just maybe, you could exist in another parallel universe. Well, I think your brain starts to explode when you think about all these things. But hey, this is what we physicists do for a living. We actually write papers on this subject, thinking about, is the universe, does the universe have an endpoint or not? Well, one set of questions I get is, well, aliens have been in the news a lot, but what are my points of view? Are they out there? Should we make contact with them? Should we try to listen to them? Well, my attitude is that yes, aliens are probably out there. There's so many stars in the Milky Way galaxy, 100 billion in fact, that on average, every single star has a planet going around them on average. It's silly to think that we're the only game in town. And then the question is, well, then why don't they visit us? This is the Fermi paradox, for which we have no answer. We simply don't know. One possibility is that the universe is so large that it takes too much time to go between galaxies and between stars. The short answer is, I don't know. But my answer is, let's look for them. Let's try to eavesdrop on their conversations. That's called the SETI Project. Not that we should advertise our existence. I don't think we should do that until we find out what they want. But yeah, I think they're out there. And the question is, why don't they visit us? Well, I don't know. One possibility is maybe they already have, and they found that we're not very interesting to them. Well, who knows for sure? But you've been listening to Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. Website, mkaku.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.